Nikki Javala. Hi, Nikki. How are you? She joins us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.
Nikki, it's so good to hear from you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, we're having a debate because we're talking about Gardner Minshew's photo shoot.
Well, D-Mac was disparaging women.
I was definitely not. Yeah. I just did not realize on a haircut for a woman that's short in the front and long in the back, it would also be, considered a mullet.
I mean, I think a mullet is universal.
Thank you, Nikki.
I stand corrected.
What else are women allowed to do nowadays, Nikki? Are they allowed to have a mullet?
Oh, my Lord.
What do you have against mullets?
Nothing.
Do you not grow one?
You wouldn't have believed the mullet I was rocking in the 80s. My high school pitcher is a mullet. I wish I could grow a mullet again. If mullets are coming back, sign me up. You know what? I'm for everybody having mullets. Men, women,
let's all
kids,
grow a mullet.
Dogs, whatever.
I love it. Nikki, how are you?
Joey has one. I'm great.
Oh,
how
boy.
Wait, who's the new dog again?
Louie.
The picture of Louie and Joey together on the couch or wherever that was. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was like the
They're
cutest.
They're best friends.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear
really
that.
It's really adorable.
That is amazing. Because Louie's much younger than Joey, right?
Yeah, Louie's only 4 months old.
And Joey's embraced him.
Yeah. Joey's not mad?
Yeah. Well, he was at first. He didn't like the kid at first. He was such a little pest.
Yes.
But now they're like BFF. So
that's awesome.
It's nice to see, you know, Joey's really come around. He's evolving. He's growing as a dog.
What a good boy.
Yeah, they that picture made me actually want to have a dog. And then I thought about how much poop you have to pick up with your hands. And I'm like, I'm out. Okay, Washington football team. What is the talk? Because we're hearing about a bunch of teams wanting to move up. So what's their interest in moving up for a quarterback? Because I don't know if we're buying what they got going on right now.
I think everything of what you're hearing is kind of all over the place now. I think one of the biggest misconceptions in the draft, and not to like burst everybody's bubble, is that everybody's rising and falling by the minute, by the second even. I mean, most draft boards are set in January. Washington is a little bit different because their front office wasn't even set by then. I could see them moving up, but certainly not to the point of taking one of those top three, top four quarterbacks. Of course, watch them make this monster trade tomorrow, make me look idiotic. But I just think they would have to give up too much capital to get there after looking at what, after looking at the trades, not only this year, but in past years. So if the guy falls, I could see them maybe being like, all right, at number 12, is he worth going to get? But I could also see them trading back and stockpiling picks. This is a young team. They got a quarterback for this year, at least. Maybe they try to continue to build around them and stockpile picks. I could totally see them doing that. I think they're a wild card just because we don't know how this front office works. They got like five guys with GM experience. So you got a lot of voices in that front office, and how they work collectively, you know, it's kind of an unknown at this point. But they do have guys that have been known to be pretty aggressive in the draft. I would be shocked if they moved up to like, you know, the level of getting one of those top four or five QBs.
Any rumors about a particular quarterback that they might covet the most that they'd be more willing to move up for?
I mean, again, it depends on where they fall. I could see Trey Lance being a great fit for them, especially with Ryan Fitzpatrick in the room. You know, you have your starter for a year. He's a good mentor type. If he's the guy you view as the starter of the future, you let him sit and develop, though I'm still always skeptical about that method because I don't know how you really develop when you're sitting. But he's certainly one that I could see as a fit, especially with Scott Turner's system. If they looked at like maybe the later first, second round, Kellen Mond is another name that keeps coming up. Davis Mills out of Stanford. I think these guys, the lower you get, obviously there's, you know, not that there's any certainty, but even less so the lower you get. But, you know, if they're going to use a first, second round pick on a quarterback, I think you really got to be sure that this is a guy that can be a part of your future. You know, they've already wasted a good number of top picks on quarterbacks that haven't panned out. So, you know, for all their needs this year and going forward, you want to make sure that the guy is somebody that you really believe in and that you're going to actually invest in and develop.
All right, so we're not worried about Washington football team then, ultimately. Not this year.
I'm just not seeing them trading up too high. But then again, it's like, here's where I get in debates, is does Ryan Fitzpatrick put more pressure on them to draft a quarterback? I argue yes, because you only have a year with a guy, and then what?
Yeah, I mean,
I agree. Other people are saying no, because then you already have a year and you can decide later or whatever. But who else do you have?
Who else do you have? That's right. No,
well, I think that's a great question you brought up, Nikki, and that was actually part of the reason why I wanted the Broncos to bring Ryan Fitzpatrick in, because it forces you to acknowledge the fact that there's no long-term hope here, okay? It's a good temporary solution, but you got to have a plan on the back end of it. So I would totally agree with you. They do need to figure it out.
Yeah. So, I mean, I still think I would love to see him make a big move and get one of those quarterbacks. I don't think they're going to, but... You know, I just look ahead and just the Broncos experience might have scarred me in the quarterback area.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
What, you don't like 10 quarterbacks?
No, I just could see this endless cycle of, you know, let's draft a quarterback. Oh, we'll give him 3 starts and decide he doesn't work and move on to the next one. They've become like chew toys. It's ridiculous. Like, Drew Lock may be the guy, may not be the guy. I honestly haven't watched enough over the past year because I've been in my Washington bubble. But how many coordinators has he had? How many quarterback coaches has he had?
A lot.
I just don't know how teams expect to develop guys with that approach.
Hey, have they built my statue outside the facility out there yet or no?
Really?
They have not.
No.
But they do have a new flag out there.
Did I make the Wall of Fame downstairs? You know, the banner on the wall? Did they put me up on that yet?
I could not tell you. I have not stepped foot in the building.
Ah, forgot about that part of it.
Hey,
You'll probably find me on there when you finally do get the building.
I would expect nothing less.
Yeah. Are they sticking with Washington football team, by the way, as a name?
I wouldn't be shocked if they did. Think about how much money they've invested into this branding.
Right. I kind of like it at this point. Do you like it, Tyler? You played for him, so maybe you don't care.
That's just I guess that's what I think of him as now.
I do too. Yeah.
Do you call them the football team?
No, if I'm being honest, I still call him another one. Yeah. When we're talking about him in my household, you know, I still have a lot of gear that I wear on the often. Yeah. And, you know, my daughter's a huge fan, so it's been hard to get that out of my terminology.
Yeah. My dad was a long time
fan.
Yeah, don't say it.
Yeah.
All right, we got to roll, Nikki. Thank you.
Fan.
Tell Joey and Louie hey. All right.
I will. Bye.
Thanks, Nikki.
You want to say hi to your mom and dad?
Oh, no, my dad doesn't listen to your show. We already have.
I love it.
Sorry, Dad. Throw him under the bus.
All right.
Oh, that's great.
Nikki Javala on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.
We don't like you either, Mr. Javala.